in case you missed it on Mike's show at the end of the another impressive Mike Church show, this was something that Governor Hateful Kate tossed out right at the end of her speech, I guess. And it just shows you that people who say we just need common sense gun reform is a lie. And anybody who's pushing it is a liar and an idiot. So let's listen to what Hateful Kate had to say.
And finally, just for all those manufacturers and criminals who think you can get a step ahead of us, we are amending the definition of firearms to include what they call AOWs, any other weapons. We've got it all covered, my friends. Thank you, Senator Sepulveda, and thank you, Kenny Burgos. Thank you.
Yeah. Any other weapon. And you see how they are standing on the bodies of dead children to do this.
Oh, we got it. You're not going to get away.
You know what, lady? You're going to, Hateful Kate, you're going to have to personally come and get my guns. That's all I'm, to you or to any other soy boy or anybody else that wants to talk about it, you are going to have to personally come and get them. Because we know you're going to try and send people with guns to get. Well, first of all, these United States of America are too big. There's too many guns for them to ever do confiscations. I know we're talking about they're going to try and make it harder for us to own them with their taxes or classifications. But if you have guns now, I don't believe they'll ever come and get them. There's just too many of them. Now, cities and stuff like that, if you live in an urban or suburban area, that may be difficult because they could do some stuff here and there. But if the more rural you live, the less likely they're going to drive out there unless, you know, you make it a point. And because some of you are going to be like, what about Waco? Waco was one time. I'm talking about if they try to do a mass continent-wide gun grab. Of course, there would be, you know, different places at different levels. But it's just a continuation of what you and I talked about yesterday. And we talk about that article from the American Thinker about this idea that the scary thing about these murdering of innocent babies, innocent children, it's something they celebrate because look how quickly, social media is going to track them. Now, any other weapon will get you, which, by the way, who was arguing, at least for the last 2 years on this program, that when they use the terms weapons of war, that is a dog whistle to their real intentions because every weapon has been a weapon in a war. Every weapon has been a weapon in a war, which means they could classify them as any other weapons that are supposedly dangerous. Now, I don't care if you or I don't care if people look at me like, oh, you're such a you're a caveman with your guns. Fine. That's fine. But I will not live in a place that doesn't. I mean, I had this joke with my wife. We talk about, what if we move here? What if we, I was like, honey, we're not ever moving to a blue state. Ever. Ever. I'm not moving to a place where I can't take my guns with me. That is my only, like retirement or whatever the case may be. If we ever want to move near family or stuff like that, that's my deal breaker. I'm not moving any place I can't bring my guns with me. It is really it. So, it's one of these things that people should see coming when they have these, and this is why I cannot stand when people say, oh, we need to have conversations. We need to have conversations. No, conversations always lead to compromises that we have to give into. that we have to give into. And this is just further proof of how quickly they're moving on these kinds of things. Now, we'll talk about gun control in the next segment when we talk about the SCOTUS and how they are supposedly, well, they have the New York State Rifle Association case that has been decided, but not the opinion has not been released yet. So that could be something that would push back on gun control efforts. So people are kind of waiting to see. Of course, it could also further gun control efforts depending on their inaction if they did not take any as well. So it's very, it's not surprising. And the fact that they have broadened it, just expect like every other blue state to adopt this. New York is always the first. Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, California, Oregon, Washington, New Mexico. They'll all adopt this same strategy. Just takes one. Just takes one state to do it. Especially New York or California. All the other blue states follow. It's just a matter of time for them to do so. Because disarmament, whether it's financial disarmament or it's regulatory disarmament, it will not be physical. And that's one of these issues. Yep, one of these issues that I will not move on. I will never move to a place that doesn't allow me to keep my guns, and I will never give them up. And so that's that. All right, let's move on here. You're listening to the Bat Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. Let's look at our next part of this program, which is the fact checking. That's right, the fact checking from the International Fact Checking Federation of Planets. And I don't know. In case you've never heard this before, what we're talking about in the segment of the program is we go to this website called Media Bias Fact Check. And it's a very interesting term for it, right? Because they're not, in fact, fact-checking anything. Their entire narrative, their entire goal with this is to do one thing, and that is to support and defend their narrative, or the narrative that is being pushed out, whether it's the election of 2022, COVID, gun control, Democratic talking points, whatever you want to ascribe it to. Media Bias Fact Check's only job is to make sure that that narrative is defended, and they do it by checking with the International Fact Checking Network, which is just a Google search. It's a lot fancier than it really is, but let's take a look at what the geniuses at Media Bias Fact Check have to say about anything. So the first one, and I see we're still doing the sinkhole stuff in the chat room, which is didn't catch my message yesterday, did you guys? But got you on that one. All right. Anyway, let me get out. See, this is why I don't go in the chat room. It's crusadechannel.com/chat. So first one is a blatant lie, which is a claim via viral image that supposedly shows a tweet from a BBC news source reporting that Saudi Arabia has announced its intentions to hold International Straight Pride Month. All right, I'm not a big fan of the Middle East, but if they did do this, I actually would go there. Did we make that joke on air? We were like, oh, Saudi Arabia looked great this time of year. Why does everybody go to Saudi Arabia for the month of June? I don't know. It's just, it's a lot less gay. I'll tell you that much. So I enjoy it. But I really wish. I would. Hey, Alibaba, can I hang out in Saudi Arabia for a month? Oh, yes, you heathen. Yes, you can. But you don't like the fags either. So yes, you come and hang out with us. Hey, man. I believe in the one true Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You can have your heathen God, Muhammad, but we both hate the gays. Yeah, that's right, we do. No, that faggy, I almost said it again. Woof. None of that faggy stuff here. You have fun. Go do the, do you know the Burj Khalifa? I know I'm in two totally different Where is the Burj Khalifa or the Burf Khalifa, whatever that's the tallest building in the world? The one Tom Cruise climbed in Mission Impossible 4. Did you know there's no internal plumbing on that building? They have to pump out the sewage every single day.
Would that be Dubai?
In Dubai, okay.
Everything, if anything like that, is in Dubai.
Dubai. Well, I heard Dubai is nice too this time of year because they don't do the faggy stuff either. So
except for that building.
They do faggy stuff on the
No. You know, everything's nice at that time of the year, except for that building.
Well, if you're pumping out the sewage, yeah, absolutely it is. It's not fun. And it was totally built with slave labor, but hey, what are you going to do about it? But yes, I kind of wish there was an International Straight Pride Month. Really do. And I would totally give my tourist dollars to Dubai or Saudi Arabia for a couple days just to kind of get out of the queer nation that is. Because if you want to refer to these United States of Amazon as a nation, you might as well refer to it to as a queer nation because we're totally queered up. So I would not mind going over there for a little bit. Disappointing that they did not say, yes, it's International Straight Pride. I mean, it's straight pride for them every month. We do not deal with this nonsense. I don't know why you have to be so gay about it.